didn't go in.
You have to show that they're gonna do something inside.
So we worked that out.
Something in the quiet years.
Layer.
That's the way to handle it, just struggle.
They came at me fairly hard this morning, and I stayed in the conference. Yes, sir.
To do what?
Well, so they were spooked on the initial reports coming out of there, and I referred them to your statements and to the secretary.
You mean about the fact that we lost fire, and they're losing all of it?
But I referred to your statement and so forth, that says President Military Planners expected South Vietnamese forces would meet heavy resistance, and indicated the White House is not unduly concerned about reports. I didn't say that, but that's the impression I put forth. Of the South Vietnamese troops forced to abandon some positions in face of heavy North Vietnamese attacks. Then I went on to say, I said, you know, you gentlemen should keep in mind that the enemy are taking substantial losses in this area. And I said, the objective to interdict supplies, the flow of supplies into that area, as we have said, is being met. And the ARVN is performing well in meeting this objective. And I indicated that the ARVN are, not only are the enemy taking substantial losses, but the Allies are, and I did this in a low-key way, which play a figure, the Allies are covering supply catches in rice, weapons, barracks, and this type of thing. You know, I subtly got that in, which is coming out. So that there's a little positive flow of news
Cambodia
going.
That's the whole thing. Just put it in the back. They're doing well in Cambodia.
Right.
They haven't used any of that.
That's right. And there was a source report
that's concerned about the military. They're trying to build something up. They should go left. You should come after you on this.
That's right. And then they said, well, what about the fire base? And I said, I'm not going to get into day-to-day assessment of operations, but we knew there would be heavy resistance, and that points to the importance of the Ho Chi Minh Trail complex. They are trying to force supplies through and so on. And I said, but you cannot assume the outcome of an overall operation based upon a day-to-day situation where there is heavy resistance. So I think we're coming around again. However, the other point then, there was a source story out there which said that the flow of trucks and so forth was double. And I simply said,
what's our reason?
Well, I said they
have to do it now.
I said they have.
They're pushing it up faster.
So they're trying to force it through, but there's no, and this is true, there's no indication that we have that the flow, the amount of supplies getting through is double what it was before. They are forcing, and this comes out again, forcing supplies through. But I said I would not accept the source information out of the area that suggests that they're moving double the supply.
Who is the source?
Some Air Force, the colonel or something out there. But
that's good.
That's the way
it is. Day-to-day concerns.
Mr. President, I think we're going to get a flurry of this type of thing, but I think we have to low-key ourselves.
Oh,
and
they're going to have it up and down all the time because they're frantic if it may work.
Right.
And I just wouldn't be as concerned about it. Of course, it's doubled. On his day, in fact, they're trying to do the, what I mean is they're pushing.
Right.
That much harder, they're going to continue to. And
we should leave the depression out there, which is that one story image you can see. The impression is that they were trying to force supplies through, but the impression that they are getting twice the amount through is a false impression.
No, they're not. They're trying to force the through because they're frantic.
The construction secretary reported to the president on his
conversation in Miami, and if there was, what you probably are going to